Illusions, mind, body, history. Of the real world we seek truth, to touch what is real, to create it. In this pursuit of knowledge we ascribe labels known as words, prescribing to those we don't know. An example being gender. For subjects so subjective, we seem to feel a necessity to insert ourselves where we don't belong, overstepping our boundaries, overstating our claims on someone else. Abide by the system. Abide by the binary. Enforce it. Judge by it. Assume that you know. Assume you're the expert of gender, as you seem to have grown up with the only interpretation of it. It's not as if cultures present different versions of masculinity and femininity. It's not as if femininity and masculinity have changed over time. It's not as if war, economics, feminist movements, the creation of the homosexual fashion, Victorian England, the Catholic Church, ancient Greece have changed it. No, you are the expert, the only expert of your gender and everyone else's. No, you alone get to ridicule those who are stepping out of your preconceived notions. No, your gender is more valid than your best friends, your parents, the random strangers. You alone get to decide people's pronouns because your gender is the only one that's right. Your binary, your judgment, exert your power through arrogance and ignorance. Judge, lest ye be judged. Milk your selfishness in your pursuit of knowledge. Affirm your beliefs. Reaffirm them. Grasp them by the neck. Tell them what is right and wrong, that they're too feminine, that they should be more feminine, that they're a fag, faggot, dyke, tranny. Cast history aside. Cast away centuries of hate and persecution, oppression. It's just harmless words. I didn't mean it like that. Don't be such a pussy. Fuck you. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about how a penis or a vagina play God. Let's talk about how what's between your legs decides your clothes, hair, what goes on your face, in your hair, over your shoulders, inside you, inside the bathroom, who you can live with, who you can date, marry, where you can go to school, get a job, walk safely, how you act, react, how people react to you, how you speak, treat people, what you can get away with. Yet last I checked, a penis can't bench 5 pounds, but it can get you off 3 months at a county jail. Why can, slash does, it bear so much weight if it's so physically weak? Sex slash gender, let's talk about education. Let's talk about how we learn that what we are is valid, but not anyone else. How we construct differences, how we play God, but we don't use the Lord's name in vain. How we decide to pathologize and demonize rather than revise our ways of thinking, that the binary fallacy where both rely on the absence of the other but cannot stand alone, that we can be feminine by not being masculine. Let's talk about our fragile egos, and in our entitled refusal to relearn, we call someone else's existence wrong without questioning our own. That something can't be negative and positive. That someone can't be masculine and feminine. We see the number line but not the spectrum. Perspective show us the faults in our reality. Our construction of gender decides to be so fragile that the slightest anomaly is an aberration where we hate because our reality cracks and falls apart, lest us instead accept the truth. Everyone exists and is valid, lest we all be illusions. Part 2. Invalid and however gender piece, gender poem part 2, illusions. I've been questioning gender for a little less than a year now. I've known myself to be non-binary, non-cis, genderqueer for several months. I've been debating between shaving my legs and not, wearing longer clothes and being feminine or not. Scents, perfume, pictures, presentation. I'm torn about discovering myself, being happy, and negotiating leadership roles. The lack of representation clashes with my experiences, my expression, and discovery. My cultural upbringing collides with homophobia and transphobia, yet I dare not cast either of my identities aside. I seek to integrate my results into my aspirations in education and leadership. Uncharted exploration gives me the basis to rediscover true happiness after many depressing life events in recent years. My pursuit for concrete answers and a tangible sense of self is what drives my passion for love and acceptance. It's about the journey, not the destination, is bullshit in this case. So an attack on the basis of my journey, gender is a social construct. An attempt to abolish it is toxic and deflating in my inflating elation. Constantly being misgendered by those I've confided in is defeating and disappointing at best. Words of affirmation may not be at the top of my love languages, but affirming me sure is. A disregard of who I am is a brutal attack on me and my new structure of self. Affirm me until I'm home again from the comfortable gender mansion that is your cis privilege. That's all I ask.